KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some light rain, actually just some sprinkles now. We did have a thunderstorm that rolled through last hour and left us with 3/100ths of an inch of precipitation. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for cloudy skies this morning with dense fog up until about 11 a.m. In some spots, there is a dense fog advisory in effect for a portion of the listing area. Otherwise, expect showers and thunderstorms in a high around 63 with southeast to north winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. A reminder, Interstate 80 westbound is blocked this morning at the 63-mile marker here in Cass County. That's due to an accident involving a semi and a car that occurred around 6:45 a.m. in a construction zone. The driver of the semi had reportedly hit his head on the steering wheel and requested to be checked out. The other vehicle was said to be in the median. Cass EMS, Anita Rescue, and Wyota Fire were called to the scene. And they are rerouting traffic, although we don't have a specific details in which roads they're using to reroute that, but some of the traffic is coming into Atlantic. Again, that's at the 63-mile marker, I-80 westbound. Police in Creston say they've arrested a man on a trio of charges. 27-year-old Dustin Michael Boyd of Creston was arrested a little after 9 p.m. Wednesday at a residence in the 300 block of West Adams Street. Boyd faces charges that include public intoxication, assault on a peace officer without injury, and disorderly conduct. He was being held at the Union County Jail on $1,600 cash or surety bond. Creston police said also a man residing in the 800 block of West Adams Street reported two tires on his car were slashed while the vehicle was parked in the alley behind his residence. The loss was estimated at $100. And a man residing in the 400 block of South Division Street in Creston reported to police the back window of his car was broken out while the vehicle was parked at his residence. The loss was estimated at $200. The Iowa coronavirus dashboard today as of 6 a.m. had showed the number of persons hospitalized with symptoms of the virus declined slightly from Wednesday. The data showed 530 Iowans were hospitalized compared to 535 previously. Intensive care unit numbers are up from 134 to 135. 85 people with COVID symptoms were admitted to an Iowa hospital since Wednesday compared to 90 yesterday. And there are 53 patients on a ventilator compared to 49 on yesterday. Hospitals in western and southwest Iowa say they report 45 people with the virus are in a hospital facility around the area compared to 48 yesterday. 13 people are in an ICU compared to 15 previously. Three persons were admitted compared to 9 the previous day, and one person remains on a ventilator. There have been 1,158 more positive test results back from the state lab since 10 a.m. Wednesday for a total of 110,731 at last check. The IDPH says 18 Iowans have died from the virus for a total of 1,594. Pre-existing conditions accounted for 1,060 of those deaths. In the KJAN listing area, there are 9 more positive COVID cases in Cass County for a total of 349, 49 more in Pottawatomie County, 8 more cases in Audubon and Harrison counties, 7 additional cases in Madison County, or 4 or less in other area counties except for Adams, which is unchanged from yesterday's data. The data also show 916,960 tests have been completed to date. Negative test results amount to 4,000 from yesterday, that is, amount to 4,586 for a total since the beginning of the pandemic to 804,579, with 738 positive test results returned yesterday. The IDPH says 85,592 Iowans have recovered from the effects of COVID-19. 12.1% of the individuals have tested positive, and the 14-day rolling average positivity rate is 9.7%. Now, there are currently 14 counties reporting a positivity rate greater than 15% over the last 14 days, including Cass County at 21.1%. Harrison County, with 22%, leads the state in the positivity rate. Public schools and counties with an average positivity rate of 15% or more are eligible to apply for a waiver to provide 100% virtual learning. There are also 70 long-term care facility outbreaks in Iowa as of this morning. That's 2 more than yesterday. 1,777 patients and staff at those facilities have tested positive for COVID. 720 patients and staff have recovered from the virus. And long-term care facility deaths are up 4 to 790. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting this morning at 11:30 in the high school media room for the purpose of acting on district guidelines for the use of a face mask or masks. During their meeting last week, the board continued with discussion on making the use of face masks or shields mandatory, with 2 members in favor of a mandatory policy. The district's current policy said anyone in grades 6 through 12 is expected to wear masks when social distancing is not possible. The standard for the pre-K through 5 building is to encourage the use of masks when social distancing cannot occur. Students in the Audubon Community School District can expect to continue with a four-day in-person return to learn instructional plan. Superintendent Eric Traeger said the students will continue to attend classes in the district Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, with Wednesday set aside as a remote learning and deep cleaning day.
Rationale for sticking with a four-day week, you know, our goal is to get back to a five-day week at some point, but you know, at this point, you know, right now we're fairly quiet in Audubon County, but we do know it comes in waves, and then we'll have a lot of people out in quarantine, and then it'll slow down, and I'm sure it'll come again. Rather than just plan for a week or, you know, 2 weeks out, we just decided, hey, we're going to continue with the four-day week through the rest of the semester, which gets us a little bit past the holidays. I think our first Wednesday back to a five-day week will be January the 20th, so gets us a little past the holidays.
Eric Traeger says hopefully by January there'll be a vaccine that's widespread against COVID that will allow everyone to begin getting their lives and learning back to near normal. In related news, Traeger said the Audubon School Board on Monday approved virtual school days.
This year with Senate File 2310, they gave us permission to do virtual learning on snow days, so our board approved doing that. A couple reasons for that. One is, you know, we're better set up to do that than we've ever been in the past. And, you know, the second thing is we've got a big building renovation project coming up this summer. And so we want to make sure that, you know, our end date is our end date and that we're not moving that. That's not a moving target for this year, so that we can get contractors in here and get that work going on schedule.
He said also the district's final enrollment numbers are down about 20, putting them at levels seen about 2 years ago. But he says other districts have also experienced a decline, typically the result of the COVID pandemic. He hopes it's just a blip and not more than a long-term trend. And Traeger said also the board approved refinancing of bonds to take advantage of historically low rates and to bond up to $1.5 million for the building renovation project.
Good thing for taxpayers is that is a zero impact to property taxpayers. We are using an existing revenue stream to save funds, which are the sales tax funds. We're looking just to be flexible on bid day. So if our bids come in a little over, you know, what we expect, we can start making decisions. What are things we can cut, and what are some things that are just kind of non-negotiables to have a quality project, and can we afford to pay for those?
Building project plan specs will be presented to the board for their approval November 4th during a public hearing, with the project going out for bids November 8th. A public hearing on the SAVE bond refinancing will be held 7 p.m. November 16th. And in other business, the Audubon School Board on Monday approved a council agreement with Ehlers Cooney out of Des Moines. Their current attorney is retiring from school law practice. Well, the number of Iowa residents dying from the coronavirus is quickly rising again after weeks of increased hospitalizations and outbreaks at nursing homes. The Iowa Department of Public Health yesterday reported 31 new deaths from the virus, the most confirmed in a 24-hour period since the beginning of the pandemic. Now, that does not mean 31 people died in one day. Instead, it means the state received 31 new reports of confirmed COVID-19 deaths through medical examiners and death certificates. Many of the deaths may have happened a few days or several days ago. Governor Kim Reynolds said she thinks the federal pandemic relief money can be used to buy new computer software for the state government. On Monday, State Auditor Rob Sand said the contract to buy the software was assigned in 2019, so it's not directly related to the pandemic. The Inspector General in the U.S. Treasury Department agreed. In remarks recorded Wednesday by KGAN-TV in Cedar Rapids, Reynolds indicated that she'll appeal directly to the Inspector General.
Because we think it's an allowable expense. And so we're going to talk about why we believe that. So we'll send that to them and ask them to respectfully review the allowance.
Yeah. The Inspector General has said in a letter that spending $21 million on computer upgrades for state government was planned before the pandemic and is not necessary to address the public health emergency. Reynolds said her response to the Inspector General will be sent out later this week.
Almost every single governor across this country has actually asked their congressional delegation as well as administration to give more flexibility with the dollars, and that's across the board. Because it's just ever evolving and our response to it, it's not going to go away in December. We have to think about how we manage this moving forward.
Governor Reynolds' staff has argued federal aid should be used for the project because state workers will use the upgraded computer system for COVID-related requests, like time off to care for a family member who has COVID, or to donate sick leave to other employees who have the virus.
We're going to reach out and talk about why we believe it was an appropriate expense.
And the state of Iowa received $1.2 billion from the coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act, or CARES. The money must be spent by the end of this year. Reynolds says if the inspector general tells her the $21 million cannot be spent on computer software, she'll reallocate the money rather than be forced to reimburse the federal government. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.